I'm back. Did you miss me? Not only that, but I got the first win of the season. Mr. Woody is rolling, and Miss Lori, the downfall, finally hits her. Here we go. Another day, another podcast, and we are going to begin in that big matchup between Mr. Woody and Uncle Buck. And Mr. Woody got the win he was needing. This is going to prove him to be a big time here. And he gets the win pretty handily, about 30 points. He got it done. Why? ETN, Hurts, Brown, guys stepping up for him. Uncle Buck starting Barkley when he is injured. Hill didn't have a great game. Psyche did. That was last week. He had a great game this week. He had 32. Williams kind of had an off week at 7 points. Coughlin doing what he needed to do at 10 points, but it was just Mr. Woody and Travis Etienne at 36. Jalen Hurts also at 28. Big time rolling for Mr. Woody. Mr. Ryan and Mr. Gilbert, well, half of Mr. Ryan's team right now is going to be on IR. Anthony Richardson moved to IR. Devin Achane or Achen, he moved to IR, and Mr. Gilbert just gets stronger and stronger. He is just moving up in the league. He's at 4-1, and he's taking on a role that I took last year. He's taking that role right now. Mr. Gilbert with a big-time performance, and he's looking to continue it. You got Mr. Dad and Mr. Luke straight out of New York, and it was not even close. Welcome back, Jamar Chase. He had 52. Joe Burrow finally showing up at 26. Puka Nacua. Cooper Kupp comes back. No problem. He puts up 20. Darren Waller finally has a good game. He puts up 16. Pittsburgh put up 17. It's just big numbers all across the board for Mr. Luke compared to Mr. Dad, who really didn't have nothing. Out goes Justin Jefferson. Tank Dell's injured. It's going to be the downfall of Mr. Dad starting right now. He's going to lose games and lose games and lose games. It just, his season's over. I'm calling it right now. Myself and Miss Lori, and let's just talk it how it is. A win is a win, but it should not have been that close. I mean, I had three guys playing, probably down about 12 points. I was down. Three guys playing. Jordan Love only put up 3 points. Josh Jacobs went off, gave me 19. And Davante Adams only 8.5. So, tough there. We just go back to that matchup here between me and Miss Lori. I mean, guys stepped up, and what they needed to do, finally put Swift in the lineup. He puts up 16.8. Samuel had an all right game at 11. George Kittle, 3-touchdown game on 3 receptions, 27. Derrick Henry with another off week. He's going to the bench next week. My bench, speaking of it, went off. Hopkins with 22 and DJ Moore with 49. As we take a look here at the standings, Mr. Woody in control in the West. Mr. Gilbert up right behind him. And Uncle Buck is the winner in the East by far. He's at 4-1 with Mr. Ryan and Mr. Dad both at 2-3 right behind him. So that fourth spot right now is wide open. Four teams. You got Mr. Woody, Uncle Buck, and Mr. Gilbert. And the rest right there is a big question mark to come. And we're going to begin now with predictions, and we're going to start with Mr. Woody and Mr. Dad. I think Mr. Woody's going to win this one. It'll be kind of a slower week for him, but I don't think there's nobody there for Mr. Dad to get the win. I think Mr. Woody wins this and handily. You got Miss Lori and Mr. Gilbert. I think the struggles for Miss Lori to continue. She's going to fall to 0-6, and Mr. Gilbert putting his name right in the conversation for a top-seeded or manager of the year for this year. It's the game of the week between 2 and 3s. Who's going to get, you know, the spot, right? The winner of this practically gets fourth in the playoff bracket. Who's that going to go to? And the big question is just depth and team. Injuries is a big thing. Austin Eckler might come back, and I thought he was on Mr. Luke's team, but he's on Mr. Woody's team. You can disregard that. I think Mr. Ryan bounces back, though, this week. He's got guys, and I think it just comes down to guys who's going to put up points, and I think Mr. Ryan's just going to edge out Mr. Luke. Sorry about that. Oliver was in the background there. Myself and Uncle Buck And if I'm going to win, it's going to be production out of the quarterback. I'm going from quarterback to quarterback to quarterback. I need to make a trade and fast, but production, right? And guys who stepped up on the bench, stepping up in the lineup, out goes Samuel. He'll fall to the flex spot. Out goes Derrick Henry, and in comes DJ Moore. So Henry's going to sit the bench this week. Hopkins will sit the bench for one more week as Swift, Mayfield, and Moore try to get a good feel for the lineup, and we need a win, and what a big one this would be. So it's going to be interesting to see what teams like Mr. Ryan, myself, Mr. Luke, and Miss Lori do to bounce back from the slow start. Coming up on the next podcast next week, stay tuned for a big one as we compare ourselves to NFL teams. See you next time on the podcast with Mizer Kamish.